USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governors are weighing the risks of the coronavirus as they begin the move to ease some restrictions. Even as some close contact businesses have reopened in Georgia following a month-long shutdown, there are business owners who remain confused. Puller, Georgia salon owner Nikki Scott is one of them.
They say you can open your salon. Okay, perfect. With what? So what's the rules? What's the regulations?
Restaurants and bars open in Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee, among other states, on Monday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on what should remain off limits in his state.
The most dangerous places are salons and gyms. The CDC makes that abundantly clear. The doctors advising me make that abundantly clear. Dr. Birx has made that abundantly clear. Do not cause any harm to yourself or to others by engaging in activities that could pose a danger.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As the coronavirus pandemic drags on, more people are becoming increasingly worried about cash flow. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump signs the $480 billion stimulus package at the White House. Now, many Democrats are already pushing for a Phase 4 stimulus package, which would include money for state and local governments. But according to Republican Senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, we need to be thinking about one thing.
Here's what we need to focus on going forward, jobs. We've got 27 million people unemployed. Government shut down the economy in order to deal with this health crisis. We need to get that economy open back up. And to do that, we've got to get people back to work. We've got to get them jobs. So my message to my colleagues is jobs, jobs, jobs. Any future rescue package has got to focus on getting people rehired, supporting the payrolls of business so that workers can get their jobs back and have their wages covered and get back to work.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's plenty of new coronavirus scams. USA Radio's John Hunt has a few examples.
Fears surrounding the spread of the novel coronavirus have spawned a rash of fraudulent cures involving dangerous behaviors like ingesting powerful bleaching agents or inhaling a toxic gas. In Dallas, a federal judge granted a permanent injunction against Purity Health and Wellness Centers, a company that prosecutors allege solicited ozone therapy, which involves inhaling ozone gas as a cure or method for preventing COVID-19. Last week, prosecutors took similar action against a chiropractor who was advertising homeopathic remedies that would provide up to 90% protection against COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Although many businesses are struggling during the pandemic, one business is doing quite well. USA's John Clemens reports.
It's Consumer Staples that reports a 22% increase since March 23rd as shoppers began stocking up on groceries, cleaning supplies, and, of course, paper products like bathroom tissue. Kimberly Clark of the Irving, Texas-based corporation reports net sales were $5 billion, led by a 13% jump in tissue paper sales. Kimberly Clark's first quarter operating profit went on a tear of $904 million, compared with a year earlier of $655 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.